The next patient is Jor Stanberry. The first name, J-O-R-E. Stanberry, S-T-A-N. B like in boy, E-R-R-Y. This is the clinical case of a 41-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that... was found with a single kidney congenital absence of the right kidney. There is no evidence in the left kidney of hydronephrosis or calcifications. The patient was referred for evaluation of the kidney function. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a patient that has a creatinine of 1.2. Albumin of 4.4, BUN of 11, an estimated GFR that is 76 mL per minute, period. The CBC with hemoglobin of 12.2, hematocrit of 34. A platelet count of 218,000. The protein creatinine ratio was 71 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. The urinalysis fails to show activity of the urinary sediment. In other words, this patient has a well-functional left kidney. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment or in the kidney function as to think of kidney disease at the present time. Number two, the patient has an evaluation of, the patient has elevation of the AST and the ALT that remain in the latest CMP. The ALT was 137, the AST 125. Whether or not this is fatty liver versus early stages of cirrhosis is unknown. The patient is an alcoholic. Period. Counseling was given to the patient regarding the side effects of the alcohol, the early stages of cirrhosis. The patient has bilateral gynecomastia. And the recommendation is to seek help in order to be able to stay sober and improve the general condition. Following number, arterial hypertension that has been fluctuating. During the last visit was 144 over 75. Today is 141 over 90. The patient was advised to check the blood pressure on a daily basis and keep a log and take it to the primary care physician for management. Following number, severe depression. The patient needs counseling and hopefully he will be able to find some alternative in order to deal with that problem. Period. We are going to refer the patient back to Dr. Maxwell, and we will be happy to see him if Dr. Maxwell considers a reevaluation necessary. Thanks a lot for your referral. We spent 5 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 25 minutes talking to the patient, and in face-to-face evaluation, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.